Our reading is Psalm 138. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord, when they hear what you have decreed. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hand. This week we have been commemorating the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings, the Allied invasion of France and the Battle for Normandy in June 1944. It was the largest ever seaborne invasion in history, and it reminds us of the tragedies and sacrifices that war always brings. On D-Day itself, almost 4,500 Allied military personnel were killed. Almost 4,500. And on top of that were the many more thousands of French civilians and enemy troops who were also killed on that one day. Just as on Remembrance Sunday, occasions such as the D-Day anniversary offer us a time to remember those who died and those who suffered. Not just in the world wars, of course, but in all wars. As Christians, remembering is at the heart of our faith. Every week in services and every day of our lives, we remember the one person who died for us all, Jesus Christ. And we did so, or do so, should I say, not to dwell in the past, but to look to the future. When Jesus died on the cross as a sacrifice for us all, his death and resurrection brought with it hope and a promise of a great future. Of course, we look back on the cruelties Jesus faced with a real sense of grief and sadness, but our focus has to be on God's incredible act of love. We're promised in Philippians 4, verse 7, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, which will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. As Christians, love and peace are at the heart of what we believe. That is our gospel, the good news that we are called to share with others. But a promise of peace and love doesn't feel at all like an easy message, does it, when we're in the midst of war? And of course, we're living in times of war now. Current wars and daily death tolls don't compare with the horrors of D-Day, but many lives are being lost in daily conflicts around the world. And there are also, of course, many losses of life through acts of violence in our homes and on our streets. I'm always really hesitant to quote numbers when it comes to casualties, because for me, the reality is that for every life lost or for every person injured, many more lives are changed and scarred forever. Those of that person's friends and family, those who witnessed what happened. Suffering cannot simply come down to numbers, though I have to admit that they do help to give us a sense of scale at times. As Christians living in a very broken world that is not functioning as God intended it to, Jesus gave us a gospel to proclaim. The gospel literally means good news. And that good news is about hope and joy. Hope and joy that came to us through Christ Jesus. Now, thankfully, that hope and joy is not reliant on the world around us. It is rooted in our relationship with God. The world throughout the many hundreds of years covered by the accounts of the Bible was also subject to many wars and extreme suffering. Today's reading was Psalm 138, a song written in praise of God at a time when David, who wrote it, was constantly facing war and death. When he wrote verse 7, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life," he was referring to the violence, injury and death that he was constantly facing on the front line. David had first-hand experience of the brutalities of war, and yet, through his relationship with God, he still found joy and peace. When Jesus came into the world as that baby in the manger, he was born into a part of the world which saw terrible, horrific acts of terror. Herod killing the infant children was just one of them. The fact is that the Bible isn't a good news story told in the context of a world where all was well. We can sometimes feel, or I hear it from others, that the Bible isn't relevant for us today. Well, how much more relevant can it be? Because we too are living in dreadful times. And it has incredible relevance in terms of D-Day and other conflicts. Jesus gave us the job of sharing the hope and joy that comes through believing in him. And that message is as important as ever. C.S. Lewis, who was greatly respected for his Christian perspective on war, having fought in World War I and then having lived through World War II, famously said, "God cannot give us a happiness and peace apart from himself, because it is not there. There is no such thing." God cannot give us a happiness and peace apart from himself. Psalm 138 really shouts out this message loud and clear. Our hope has to be founded on God. That's not to say that we can leave it there. As Jesus did in his lifetime, God's love spilt out in his acts of love for others. And that needs to be the case in our lives too. Of course, we need to share the good news with words, but we absolutely need to do it through our actions. We need to build relationships of peace and justice. And that starts right here where we are, in this place, right now, in all our relationships. For that, of course, like the global situations, we need God's help, because it is not easy. To end with, I'm just going to read Psalm 138 again. I'm going to read from verse 7 to the end again, and then I'm going to say a prayer specifically written for this 80th commemoration of D-Day. "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands." Let's pray. God, our refuge and strength, as we remember those who faced danger and death in Normandy 80 years ago, grant us courage to pursue what is right, the will to work with others, and the strength to overcome tyranny and oppression through Jesus Christ, to whom belong dominion and glory, now and forever. Amen.